This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A man one day came to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, Ya Rasulullah. He asked the same question that Jibreel asked the Prophet. Matassa. He asked the Prophet ﷺ, when is the last hour, Ya Rasulullah? That's a big one. So the Prophet ﷺ looked at him and the Prophet smiled and the Prophet said to him, so what have you prepared for the last hour? The Prophet asked him, so you want to know when the last hour is, but what have you prepared for that last hour? So the man looked at the Prophet ﷺ in silence. And he looked at the Prophet ﷺ and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I prepared my love for you and for Allah for that moment. The love that I have for you and the love that I have for Allah, that is my preparation for that moment. I love you and I love Allah. SubhanAllah, look at that answer. So that is what we strive for, isn't it? The love of the Prophet and the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next hadith, a man of the people of Najd. Najd is a place, a part of Saudi Arabia. He was a Bedouin. Hair was not combed. It's the kind of man he was. Talha describes the man. And he was shouting at the Prophet. Talha says, Sahaba was there, he raised his voice. And they couldn't understand what he was saying. Hatta dana fa'idha huwa yas'al anil Islam. So when they came near to him and he dropped his voice, they understood that he was asking the Prophet about Islam. About Islam. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He asked the Prophet, what is Islam? And the Prophet ﷺ said to him, خَمْسُ صَلَوَاتٍ فِي الْيَوْمِ وَالْلَيْلَةِ. Islam is, the outward of Islam is, to pray five times during the night and the day. So there are three salahs at night, and how many during the day? Two salah. Dhuhr and Asr. So the man asked, he said, Ya Rasulullah, is that all? Only five salahs every day. So I'm saying, yeah. The fard salahs, you must make. That is compulsory on you every day. So he said, is there any other salah? Prophet said, yes, other salah also. There's the sunnah salah. He said, we have to make the sunnah salah. Prophet said, no. You're not forced to make it. But it's compulsory for you to make the five fard salah. Qala wa siyam Ramadan. The Prophet said, you must fast in the month of Ramadan. So we asked, should I fast any other time? Compulsory? No, there's no other compulsory fast. It's sunnah fast. But there's no compulsory on you to fast. Sunnah fast. Then the Prophet mentioned zakah. 2.5%. And he said the same to the Prophet. Is there more that I must give or just 2.5%? Prophet said, why not? That is your fard zakah. That is all you have to give. That is the fard. Allah has made compulsory. Said, must I give anything? Prophet said, yes. If you only give sadaqah, I can give sadaqah. But not compulsory. قال فأدبر الرجل وهو يقول. So the man turned around and he walked away. And he said loud, لا أزيدُ على هذا. He said loud, everybody could hear. He said, so I'm not going to make anything more than what you just told. I'm just going to make five salah, no sunnahs. I'm just going to fast in the month of Ramadan, not fasting any other time. I am just going to give my 2.5% zakah. What else? That's it? La al-qusuh. He said, I will not listen any of that, but I will not add anything to it. The Prophet turned to the Sahaba. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفلح إن صدق أفلح إن صدق. He will be successful if he's telling the truth. What does it mean? It means if you just do this, just the compulsory items which the Prophet said. What does أفلح mean? What does success mean? It means you will enter paradise. The Prophet said, he will enter paradise if he's telling the truth. So all of us sitting here should actually already be in Jannah. All of us make five times salah. But sometimes we're more worried about the sunnah than the farut. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. I withdraw those words. So that is your deen. That is your Islam. And if you do what the Prophet said to this man you should do, then you're a good Muslim. You'll enter paradise. And another hadith, a similar man came and the Prophet gave him the same answers. Prophet, no, not the same answer. He also wanted to know. Also a Bedouin. He also wanted to know, you know, what is Islam about? And the Prophet said to him, "Ta'bud Allah la tushrik bihi shay'a." Worship Allah and don't give any partners to Allah. Wa tu'ti zakah, give your zakah. Wa tusalli rahim. And the Prophet added one more. Keep the family ties. Keep the family third man came with the same question with a hadith about teaching. You should teach this hadith, your children, your husband, yourself. Write it on your, put it on your fridge. It was narrated by Zayd ibn Thabit. I heard the Messenger of Allah say, may Allah bless a man who hears a hadith from us, the Prophet said, may Allah bless a man, or woman of course, who hears a hadith from us and memorizes it so that he or she can convey it to others. Or perhaps he's conveying it to one who will understand it better than him. And perhaps the one who conveys knowledge doesn't understand it himself. So she always share. I think, you know, you may think that this hadith is difficult, I'm going to teach it to that one. No. Maybe that one will understand it better than you will understand. Or you, what you will not understand, Allah will give you understanding. So we should keep this in mind. All right. This timing, 10:30, is all right. I suppose any time will be all right if you want to come to the class. If there's any new people, please write your name on this white sheet, please, so that we can let you know about the lectures, because times may change, and then you won't know. So if we have your phone and telephone and your cell phone number, then we can let you know. Any questions? 5 minutes. Oh, I told him.
So we know that, as you said, online and online, but at the time of sin, when we actually do that, isn't that the time when we kind of making a bit of shape with Allah? Because we you know, we people search. Isn't that the brief moment when we are not really in tune?
So what you're saying is that that when we sin, the moment of sin, you're saying, isn't that shirk? Is that your question? No. There's a big difference between shirk and sin. I know they start with an S, both start with an S. But there's a massive difference between heaven and earth. Prophet ﷺ said, كُلُّ بْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ تَوَّابٌ. Prophet ﷺ said, every single offspring of Adam commits sin. Every offspring of Adam, which means every single man. Where are my switches?